And good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Wherever you are, whenever you are, we're glad to have you with us on the audio digital. We're glad to have you on the audio. I've been eating these alien things here. I think they're changing me into some other creature. It is orange. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I'm Rex Lashford at the Planetary News Center. Spitting it out. Okay. Well, the first thing we're going to do in this live segment, in which we're going to talk about some of the really crazy things going on here in the world, we have to start off with some bean juice. And it's ready for the plunger to plunge. So here we go. Now comes the best part, the pouring of the bean juice. Well, that wasn't so bad, was it? Now the bean juice is probably really hot, but we'll see. Well, I didn't scald myself, so that's a good thing. Well, we are glad to have you with us on the Audio Digital Bitstream, and hopefully you're joining us for some Joe, or whatever it is that you drink. Hopefully, we'll leave that up to your judgment. Yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on, and including some construction. So please forgive the noises in the background. I'll try to make things a little bit more intimate here, and maybe we'll hear less then. It's still coming through. I can tell... Well, we're going to have some guests throughout the day to help us with understanding exactly what is going on. What is Brexit?
The United Kingdom European Union membership referendum, also known as the EU referendum, scheduled to take place in the United Kingdom and Gibraltar on June 23rd, 2016.
Well, that is essentially correct, except that it's already happened. And the UK has voted to separate from the European Union. Great. Oh, they're drilling a hole now between the floors. So if you listen to the mass media, there's a tremendous amount of hand-wringing about the Brexit thing. But we here at InfoWeb Broadcast Center and our various consultants, we're going to bring some of them in shortly, feel that this is actually a good thing. And that the hand-wringers are saying, oh, there's going to be a domino effect, and then Sweden and Finland and Switzerland and Germany and all these other countries are going to leave, and especially Spain and Greece and the ones that are the debtor nations. It's really not such a bad thing. Countries will get their sovereignty back, and they won't have the European equivalent of the Fed, which they currently have in Brussels. I mean, it's bad enough that we have a Fed. They're tearing the place apart. Okay. Well, that is, there is just all this exciting stuff going on. It's very exciting. And possibly just a little bit annoying. But we do have more music for your heads. All of you heads out there. All right. Sultan Detrill. The Ozrix from Waterfall City's Hidden Step on the galaxy's most important radio network, Radio InfoWeb. Wow, I hadn't heard that one in a long time. The Odds Rex on Radio InfoWeb. I'm Rex Latchford, hanging out with you. Have you visited our Facebook page? Like us on Facebook. Yes, yeah, facebook.com/radioinfoweb. Like us. And every once in a while, you'll see something about what's going on while you're cruising around Facebook and possibly slacking off and not listening to Radio InfoWeb. And it's a good way to turn your friends on to Radio InfoWeb, because we need that. We don't have a big promotional budget. In fact, we don't have any promotional budget. It would be helpful if you turned your friends on to Radio InfoWeb. That would be cool. We'd like that, and they'd probably like it too. So share the wealth, as it were. And the last half of that track, Sultana Detri, is surprisingly like a piece that I cooked up on a synthesizer. I wish I had access to it right now. I'd play it. They do sound very, very similar, minus the Osric Tentacles style bass. And Gus Mason once heard me playing that track and said, my track, and said, "That's, you ripped that off of the Osric Tentacles." And I swore that I didn't, and I really didn't, because I hadn't heard this track yet. So sometimes, you know, it's sort of like the Led Zeppelin lawsuit over Stairway to Heaven, which they won over Spirit and Randy California's inheritors lost. I don't know what the moral to that story is, except that perhaps, you know, the party with the most money wins. Well, the big story today is Brexit, where the British have separated from the European Union, which is sort of a one-world order kind of thing. We have this really nasty thing here in the United States called the Fed. You may have heard of it. It's a central bank. Nobody really knows who runs it. Nobody really knows what it does. We just know that it controls all of our money and takes a lot of our money and keeps it for itself. The European Union was created to also include a central bank run by the unelected officials in Brussels. So it's a very central banky kind of thing, the European Union, and rules Europe, and the officials are all unelected. So countries may have their own elected officials, but ultimately they're beholden to the unelected officials in the European Union, the EU. So not a very democratic setup at all. Nonetheless, all the mainstream media are wringing their hands and going, "Oh, this is so terrible. Britain voted to opt out of the European Union." Well, I guess that shows you who controls the mainstream media. It's the shadow people in the shadow that are controlling everything and controlling our banking system and sucking all of the money out of us, fleecing us on a global scale. And the people have spoken. And there's worry about a domino effect. Well, we would welcome that. That would be a good thing.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop.
Radio.infoweb.net.
So some live updates on the Brexit thing. Australia's leader says strong ties with Britain and EU will continue. 20 minutes ago, and an hour ago, China's central bank plans for economic fallout of Brexit. Central banking has even invaded China. An hour ago, concern about the future comes in varying degrees. It certainly does. Mainly the bankers that are worried about it right now. Hillary Clinton reiterates support for the special relationship with the UK. Who would want to have a special relationship with Hillary Clinton? That sounds gross. Turbulence and uncertainty for the market after Brexit. Fallout from Britain's exit. Markets, immigration and trade down. How Britain voted in the EU referendum. Why the surprise over Brexit. Populist anger upends politics on both sides. So they're saying that by the British voting for leaving the EU somehow makes them like Donald Trump supporters. So you see how the mainstream media is trying to denigrate the people who voted for this by saying, well, you know, they're just like Trump supporters. The attempts at propaganda are like just so obvious these days. Or maybe it's just me, you know, having been around a long time and seeing this kind of crap go down over and over and over again, and I'm just no longer fooled by it. That's why the powers that be don't like old people, because they're harder to fool. But there are plenty of old fools, don't get me wrong. Here's a typical story. The future, entering a hazy chapter for Britain. Well, markets don't like uncertainty, but I think one thing is certain, and that is that the UK has left the EU. So we can be certain about that. This article goes on, asked to vote in or out, Britain has chosen decisively to cast off its 43-year-old membership in the European Union, leaving it to face a far more complex question. What kind of nation will it be now? Will Britain be the outward-looking, entrepreneurial, confident country that makes its independent way in the world, as the leaders of the Leave campaign insisted it could be? Or will it retreat to become a little England, nationalist and a touch xenophobic, responding to the voters that drove it to quit the European Union? Oh, that's terrible. Responding to voters. We can't have that. No, we can't allow that. Voters don't know the right way to vote. That's the problem with voters. See, we have to stop these elections. We have to stop the elections. Because we put things up to a vote, the voters come and they vote for the wrong things. We can't allow that. It's really that simple. But all the mainstream media is just like all agog about this. And they just really don't seem to be able to handle it at all. It's just wrong for people to vote and vote for the thing that they're not supposed to be voting for. So when our election comes around and you're told that you're expected to vote for either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, otherwise your vote doesn't count, try voting for somebody else, like Jill Stein on the Green Party ticket. That would be my suggestion right now. And your vote, surprisingly enough, will count despite what those liars say. So anybody that tells you that voting for the wrong person means that your vote is not going to count, that's somebody that's telling you how to vote. The insidious thing, though, is they might make you think that it's your idea. That's the thing that you need to watch out for. They're getting very good at that. Well, here's something that we're getting good at, hopefully. Playing music for your head. There's a new track. We haven't played this one before. Dr. Hooch. Do, make, say, think. They certainly want to do that. Make you say, make you think, make you do. Don't listen to them. Don't be programmed by them. Listen to music on Radio InfoWeb and set your mind free. The best of 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 the best of
Thank you.
Say Think, title track for that CD or sample or whatever it was. Don't let them do that to you. Don't let them tell you what to do or make you say. And they do want to tell you how to think, and they're going to try lots of different ways to make that happen. So a good track for today. Live from Studio 1A, I'm Rex Latchford on Brexit Day. The Britons have spoken. They want to withdraw from the One World Order that Bush 1 was so in favor of, sparking fears of a domino effect and many, many other countries leaving the EU, in which case they'll gain democracy and sovereignty and self-respect and possibly return to their own currencies. Wouldn't that be... those are all terrible things. That's all so awful. How dare they do that when they weren't told to? Well, do you remember the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore that... generated some riot action, and then plotting justice, started cranking away, hiding all of the crimes and the details. This is what happens in cases like this. You know, one by one, the officers are being tried and acquitted for basically killing Freddie Gray, and the powers that be are hoping that you've forgotten about it. Have you forgotten about Freddie Gray? Well, clearly they want you to. And they're starting to let the police officers who killed him off one by one in the dead of night, in the cover of darkness. There are protests going on in Baltimore over this, but not getting that much coverage. You remember when the Freddie Gray thing happened, especially when the main riots occurred. There was wall-to-wall coverage on bullshit news outlets like CNN. And now it's all being covered up. Well, here's a story on the reaction to one of the officers' acquittals in today's Times.
Not guilty on all charges. Freddie Gray is dead. What are they telling you? That the police are not to protect and serve the people?
Us we not safe. That's what they tell
look
us.
At Tyrone West. Legal look at Anthony
genocide.
Anderson.
That's what they, telling us.
They don't even
legal
charge the cops who killed and murdered
us.
Them.
They
are saying.
Legal live genocide.
That's it.
Legal live genocide. That's
I feel heartbroken. But the simple fact that all I have left is just like hope. And it's not in our judicial system because at the end of the day, it fails us over and over. But I'm hoping that change comes somewhere within our community as we establish something to basically kind of dismantle this corrupt system and have laws in place that civilians can be safe. I have no faith in it because every time I try to have a tad bit of faith, it gets snatched away in instances like this. And it's horrible.
Maybe no one tended to do anything criminal, but not for anyone to be charged or something happened and justify the death of Freddie Gray. That's what the problem is. Things happen and they're saying it wasn't criminal, but it's rules that are wrong. The rules, the use of force, the use of the seatbelt. Maybe it wasn't intended, but someone is dead. Someone's son is dead, someone's brother is dead, and we do not want it to happen to anyone else's family. The rules and the process has to change.
Yeah, it's hard to have faith in the justice system when they're treating black people like that. Actually, they're treating white people like that too. Yeah, she's right in the sense that it's the rules that subvert the rule of law and justice. And so there is no justice. We just have a police state telling us what to think and how to vote, and telling us that Brexit is a bad thing. Yes, you are listening to our live coverage of that. And music, too, on the galaxy's most important radio network. Mostly music for your head. I'm here in the Galactic News Center, the Planetary News Center. Covering today's excitement, here's Marooned, Pink Floyd from The Division Bell. Courtesy of Dr. Octopus, I don't usually play tracks off this album, but they're good. It's Radio InfoWeb, and I'm Rex Latford, hanging out with you live. Along with those teletype machines. You know what they are? You don't. I guess I'm just marooned in time. Pink Floyd from Division Bell. Oops. I hate it. That's a bad thing about the CD revolution, is that all those nice segues between tracks that we used to hear on the vinyl are gone. Because when they designed the CD format, they designed it with the assumption that each track would stand alone and not be connected to another track. And musicians have a different idea about how that should go. They're just not with the program. Musicians probably don't vote for the people that they're told to vote for. That could be part of the problem. It could be. Well, more craziness on the Brexit thing. This is so sad. Paul Krugman writes in the New York Times, Brexit. The morning after. Keep calm and grieve for Europe. There's no grieving for Europe. Europe would be better off without the European Union. Would it cost a little bit in the short term? Sure. They spent a lot of money to build it in the first place. But what do they get back? What does Britain get back from leaving the EU? Well, they get accountability to the people. Elected officials will be running the joint instead of unelected officials. They get their sovereignty back, their self-respect and their dignity. And they'll no longer have their financial destiny controlled by a central bank that's owned and controlled by we don't know who. They don't know who. Nobody knows. Well, a couple of tidbits here. You can contact us at 646-450-5477, 646-450-5477. And you can also send us text messages there. We encourage you to leave us voicemails there. And if the audio is interesting, we'll do something with it. And maybe you'll be able to hear yourself on the air. That'd be cool. And we also invite you to join our Slack channel, which is private, and it allows you to interact with us, DJs that are spinning the tunes for yous, and each other. And there's all sorts of interesting posts that go on in there, as well as notifications about what's going on the radio station. You can see what's been playing and all kinds of cool things. You can control the radio station and request a newscast, or you can request that there not be a newscast. And you can give programs the hook. So if you don't like the program that's currently being played, you could do something about it. So it's an interactive radio station. Now you are the program director at Radio InfoWeb, at least on the mainstream. And then we have Radio InfoWeb World, which is more of the classic programs and just something different. So if you don't like what's going on in the mainstream, say you don't like hearing my voice, you can switch over to Radio InfoWeb World and hear something else. And instead of the BBC mainstream newscast telling you what to think and how to vote, you can listen to the United States government's news channel, Voice of America, and they'll tell you how to think and vote. So you have your choice of who's going to tell you how to think and vote in the newscasts. And then, of course, you have our revolutionary content in between. So if you'd like to get access to that Slack channel I mentioned, you need to send us an email and request it, and we'll send you an invite. It is radio@infoweb.net. And the only way to get access to the Slack channel is by getting an invite and responding to that. It's the only way. So send us an email, radio@infoweb.net. radio@infoweb.net is our email address. Put that in your contact book along with our phone number, 646-450-5477. And as far as the Brexit thing goes, the Freddie Gray trials, I think it's safe to say that those will be covered on Democracy Now at 2 p.m. every weekday. And if you miss it, you can go to democracynow.org and check it out there on recording. Amy Goodman from her posh studios down the avenue, reporting on what's going on in the world without the filters and without the propaganda. Sometimes with an agenda, though. Sometimes Amy has an agenda. But hopefully we're all grown up enough now that we can deal with that, recognize it, and take it into consideration when making our own opinions instead of simply adopting or embracing the opinions that we're told to accept and embrace. We want you to think for yourself. It's good for your brain. Studies have shown that it reduces the incidence of Alzheimer's if people engage in independent thinking. And, you might feel happier about your life. Who knows? All kinds of good health effects from thinking independently and making decisions for yourself. Gosh, what a revolutionary concept that is. Well, speaking of that, more for the space between your ears. I like the title of this, Catskills Cry. Aaron Comessa from Catskills Cry is the name of the CD or whatever this is. We'll be right back. An awesome track from Resonator, Tony Levin, Shadowland. I'm Rex Latchford. We are live in Studio 1A talking about Brexit and the British exit from the EU, which is considered to be a good thing by people who are not supporters of one world order and the status quo. And other things in the news. And we'll continue doing that for you and the space between your ears.
With all due respect, we're not talking about hover cars and X-ray goggles. We're talking about an epoch of human evolution.
Pardon my pedestrian viewpoint, Mr. Beale, but how do you plan to market that?
Pardon my pedestrian viewpoint for a moment, Miss Meisner. Do you know who pioneered electricity?
Of course. Thomas Edison.
I thought so too, until I stumbled upon a book about Nikola Tesla. You see, Tesla was working towards a way to get everyone on the planet safe, free, limitless electricity. And he would have, except Edison did everything in his power to discredit him and crush his reputation. Edison's company developed a patent for an inefficient current you had to pay for. Tesla wanted to better the world, and Edison forced us all to have a monthly power bill because he was envious of a profound idea. Now, I don't have a horse in this race, but I would put my money on Jim because he's Tesla, and Edison was a dick.
Radio.infoweb.net.
Well, more music now for the space between your ears. As promised, we were going to play Mo Music from the Osricks. Ta Cut. From Waterfall Cities, The Hidden Step. It's time to do your inflow webs and outflow webs, or simply join me for some bean juice. On the galaxy's least co-opted radio network, Radio Info Web. Thank you. inflow webs and outflow webs. Baby! Shocking the space between your ears. Whew. Some spacey soundtrack music to see us on our way out. Rex Latchford botching the knobs and the dials here in the Planetary News Center here at InfoWeb Broadcast Center. Oh, man. It's been fun hanging out with you here live on the Audio Digital Bitstream. If you're listening to this on recording, well, glad that you tuned in. We're encouraging people to exercise independent thought with respect to this whole Brexit issue. Don't mourn the European Union. It's just a collection of unelected bureaucrats directing an anonymous central bank that vacuums money out of the European Union and puts it into, I don't know, things like FIFA, other corrupt institutions. Great Britain will be fine without them, and the world will be fine without them. Hopefully the domino effect will occur. There's a lot of fear of the unknown around there, around here, around the world. But, you know, sometimes change is good, especially when there's a lot of corruption going on. Change has a way of curtailing the corruption a little bit. It has to regrow its tentacles. And speaking of tentacles, today's Friday, and it's the end of Cephalopod Week. Yeah. I'm doing this live on June 24th, by the way. You might be hearing it on another date in another planet, another world, another dimension. It's all good. But here on this planet Earth, in this parallel universe, it is Cephalopod Week. And so we're celebrating tentacles and octopus and octopi, things like that. And Dr. Octopus is spinning the tunes for us, our alien chief engineer here at Radio InfoWeb. If you have comments, send them to us, radio@infoweb.net, or text them or call them in at 646-450-5477, 646-450-5477. Tell your friends about Radio InfoWeb. Check out our Facebook page. Get involved there. If you like us, we'll find a suitable picture and share that to the world. And you can join the bustling community of Radio InfoWeb listeners around the world and around the galaxy here on Earth. A lot of them seem to be located here in the United States, in Thailand, Brazil. Shout out to wherever you may be on the planet of the monkeys, the mud planet, planet Earth. But we put out a lot of good music, and folks around the galaxy appreciate that. Thanks to all you folks around the galaxy. And Riff Raff is being a curmudgeon and supporting the European Union on Facebook right now. So I don't know what his issue is. I guess he has issues. And you can find out about him by visiting our Facebook page. And I think I've covered all the bases, except to encourage you to listen to Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! At 2 p.m. weekdays, that's New York time, here on Radio InfoWeb. I'll see you around the galaxy, or possibly around the clock, or possibly just around the corner in a few moments from now. So it's possible. Later. It's been a Mel production. And if you're listening to the podcast, be sure to listen to our live radio 24 hours a day, 8 days a week at radio.infoweb.net.